Most schools across Australia have sexual health as a part of the curriculum and is taught from preschool to year 12. But most resources are not culturally safe for Muslim students, and it needs to be created with the support of community. Researchers from Monash University's and Independent Schools Victoria will develop a curriculum specifically designed for Muslim students in six different schools around safety awareness and sexual health. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked lead researcher from the Faculty of Education at Monash University, Associate Professor Fida Sanjakdar, the purpose of the new program.
This is a collaborative project with six Islamic schools across Victoria and also with the Independent Schools of Victoria, which is the governing body of the independent schooling sector here in Victoria. And this particular curriculum is about applying a collaborative and participatory methodology in which we can co-create a curriculum that looks at child safety issues as well as a comprehensive sexuality education curriculum.
And why is it important to deliver this curriculum in this demographic sector?
Today, there is no concrete curriculum in these schools. That's not to say that these schools don't and not proactive in this curriculum space, that they don't address issues of child safety or sexuality education. They do, but in my own research, what I found is that they kind of address that in more an incidental or accidental basis. So if there's an issue that pops up with one of the students or with one of the groups, they may then deal with it as a way to respond to the issue. But there is no ongoing curriculum learning or programs, resources, teacher upskilling programs, links to outside services that are within the school's curriculum program. And that's not just within Islamic schools. I'm sure they're within many other faith schools as well, because it's just a very difficult subject to talk about. But with the Muslim community in particular, even though there is one religion, there are multiple Muslim cultures. So trying to find the right way to do it or a way that suits the majority of the people is quite a difficult feat. So it is about navigating different Islamic interpretations, navigating different cultural expectations, navigating different legal systems in place, school expectations, etc. So what's been happening at the moment is that for the majority of the students in these schools that don't have this concrete curriculum experience and learning experience, if they don't have any form of support in this space at home, then they're often left to fend that kind of get that information for themselves.
And in which ways will Muslim students in Victoria benefit from this curriculum?
The benefits are multifaceted. Not only will the students in these particular schools benefit in that they will have a up and growing, they'll have a program that is being carefully designed by key people within the school community and outside of the school community. But we hope that this kind of approach to curriculum design and program will also be beneficial for other schools that are also teaching Muslim students. The Australian Islamic school sector is an important contribution to Australia's educational landscape, but not all Muslims attend those schools. We've still got up to nearly 70% of students in non-Islamic schools. So I find myself being asked and approached by many teachers in the non-Islamic sector saying, how can I help my Muslim students in the classroom? So it'll be a great benefit for our Muslim youth in that they'll hopefully be getting this knowledge with an Islamic perspective that will align with the community and cultural perspectives that they're getting outside of school.
Now, the program is designed from a community-led approach to make it safe in a way. Why is it important to approach sexuality in a safe way for Muslim students?
The community approach is very important. The Muslim community, there's an Arabic word that's called Ummah, which is they regard themselves as one collective community. So where the ideas are collaborative, the work that's been done is collaborative. So a community approach is particularly important because this is such a sensitive topic. We need to get the voices of parents, teachers, students, community leaders, and we need to all come to the table and we need to negotiate and plan on a way moving forward and how to navigate these multiple perspectives. And because there are elements of both science side intertwined in this curriculum, but also cultural perspectives and religious perspectives. We can't take a linear approach. We have to take a multifaceted, multi-layered approach, more of a collaborative and a participatory approach.
That was Associate Professor from the Faculty of Education at Monash University, Fida Sanjakdar, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.